time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Katie Iverson and Emily Sanders. They are with the Castle Country Acting Company. They have a production coming up of Thumbelina. It's going to be July 16th, two performances on the 17th and the 19th, 6:30 nightly, those three nights, and then a matinee on the 17th at 2 o'clock, and it's going to be held at the Price Civic Auditorium. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. This is fun stuff, and let's get it out there, okay? First, we're going to start off talking with Katie. Katie, what can you tell us about the Castle Country Acting Company? How many years of it has it been going on and all that good stuff?
So the Castle Country Acting Company has been running for about 12 years now. We are currently doing our 10th production. We work with kids aged usually 5 to about 18. Most of them are about 8 to 10. And we just have a lot of fun. Our goal is to just give these kids a good experience in theater, show them backstage stuff and onstage stuff and costume design, and they do choreography and stuff backstage, and it's really great.
And, you know, speaking from personal experience, theater is great for kids. It's great for their self-esteem and their confidence, and it gets them out there. And if you get in and you enjoy it, you know what? It's something that's going to follow you for the rest of your life. And you were saying before we came on the air that that's kind of what happened with you.
Yeah, I started doing theater when I was a younger girl. Grew up acting in an acting company that was a traveling company for kids, and did that for a few years, and loved it, and helped with some assistant directing and some other things. And then I decided when I moved here that I wanted to have something like that for kids here, and so started that in 2009 was our first performance.
And now we're going to bring Emily in for just a moment. We're going to talk about, you know, what brought you in, and how did you guys get kind of mixed up in this?
Okay, so my oldest daughter performed in Katie's performance of, what was it?
Alice in Wonderland.
And she loved it. And so after that, she wanted to be in every show. And at the same time, Katie and I developed a friendship, and we just kind of, we clicked. And so I love music. I love art. And so she asked me to help her. And so just kind of went from there.
And one thing that we were talking about off the air, too, is all the productions, I mean, even Thumbelina is an original production. You guys have gone through, written the script, put some music in it, and all of those elements. And is that something that you've always kind of wanted to do? And I'm going to talk to Katie here. Is that kind of what you've always wanted to do?
Yeah. When I first started, to be honest, I looked for scripts to use for kids, and there really wasn't a lot. And what there was kind of not great. And I thought maybe I could write something, you know, that would be that would be good for the kids that we had that auditioned. And so I started writing scripts then. Even my first performance, I wrote the script. And but I'm not a music person. I love music, but I don't know how to write music or anything. So I had never put music in, but then Emily is an amazing musician, and she's really good at all of that part of it. So when she came on, we decided to do musicals, and that's what we've done ever since.
And you've kind of just added those elements and taking it from there. So let's talk about the one thing, one of the reasons you guys are here today is you're looking for businesses, local residents that would be willing to sponsor you guys. And I guess the question would be, what would the money go for?
So this year, we are moving to the Price Civic Auditorium. We have usually performed at the Rio Theater in Helper. But now Emily and I live in Price, and we're just kind of looking to find a new direction. And so we decided to move our shows here to Price, where we are now. And so a lot of that sponsorship money we're looking for is to cover the costs of renting the theater, paying the cleaning fees, that sort of thing. We're also sort of getting set up in a new location, so also maybe some help with shelving, clothing rods, things like that, that we can get our costumes set up and just make it a really great place for the kids for the long term.
Okay, and so if anybody has or is looking for information on this, where's the best place to go?
You can go to our Facebook page, Castle Country Acting Company. On there, we have the links to our website. We have phone numbers. And if you aren't on Facebook, you can always email us at castlecountryactingcompany@gmail.com.
All right. Katie Iverson and Emily Sanders, thank you so much for coming in today. Now, the closer the show gets, we're going to have you guys in again, and we're going to bring in some of the actors in the show, and we'll be talking to them as well. So break a leg, so to speak, and good luck with your rehearsals, and we'll be talking again soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.